Okay, we're on the starting the fifth perek. Siyata di Shemaya. Kishem, just like Shemaim Boidkin Oisa, that the waters check her, meaning they'll make her explode if she's guilty. Kach Hamayim, so too the waters Boidkin Oisa, they're going to check him. So it doesn't say Oisa who he is, so I'm going to tell you the answer. I think it's the adulterer, but the Gemara is going to mefalpel in that who's Osoi, because it leaves it a bit vague. Shneema, how do we know that? Because it says uva'u uva'u, because it says the words va'u. Right. So the question is, what's the drasha? It says, is it because it says the word twice, or maybe it's because it learns the vav? But there's a ribu over here. The Gemara is going to discuss it. That basically say that there's two people getting checked. Cause the va'u means the waters come in them.
The pesukim both, if you look at the word va'u, are referring to her.
Okay. Clearly. Yeah, but you don't need to say it twice. Or you don't need a vav. Now, another thing. Kashay, we've seen this before. Just like sha'asura labal, the woman after going into stira would now be ostered to the baal. Kach asura laboil, so too she would be asura laboil. Meaning, if she went into stira with this guy, and then let's say her husband divorced her, now she would not be allowed to marry this guy. Shinema nitzma v'nitzma'a. Right? It says, so here we know that he's darshaning the vav over here. It says nitma, and then it says, I just do a little mark underneath the second vav. Right, nitmar v'nitmar. We learn because they've got an extra vav over here that she's asur l'boil. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So I'm a Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, who was one of the rabbis of Rabbi Akiva, he says to him, kach haya doresh. Similarly, like what you just said, he was doresh Zechariah ben Hakatzav. He learned from the extra vav. Now, Rebbe has a different opinion. Rebbe Oimer, I mean, it's the same halacha, but just a different derivation. Rebbe Oimer, because it says shnei pa'amim. It's not because of the extra vav. It's the fact that it says shnei pa'amim. It says it twice. Ha'amur v'parsha, right, that was said in the parsha of Sota, nitma v'nitma, right, so it says the word twice, echad l'baal, v'chad l'boil. One is for the baal, and one is for the boil. Okay, next halacha. Boi b'yom. On that day, so what is that day? So this is what we seem to be talking about. It's a special day. So that day is the day that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah became the Nossi. This was a famous incident, right? There was an argument that Rabban Gamliel, they kind of sacked him because he didn't treat Rebbe Yeshua correctly. And the appointed Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, the Nossi, and on that day he basically had a new approach to the base midrash, and he increased more benches in. He was more like lenient in who he accepted to come and to learn in the base midrash, and that was that on that day, right? So now, Doresh Rabbi Akiva made a drasha, right? So Uchli Cheres Asher Yipol Mehem. Right, so now we're talking about something totally different. We started talking about Hilkos Tumah V'Tahara. So why on earth are we talking about this over here? Right, so Rashi says that because the previous halacha that we said of the Echad the Baal V'Echad the Boyel of Nitma V'Nitma, that was also said on that day. Meaning, so since we mentioned a halacha that was said on that day, the previous halacha, right, V'Nitma V'Nitma, he was darsh on that. So we bring other halachas that were mentioned on that day, and now we're going to say some different halachas. So, now, Uchli Cheres. This is talking about a dead lizard falling into an oven, right, with bread in. Okay? Uchli Cheres, you've got a Uchli Cheres, a Sheyipoil Mehem, which will fall Mehem, one of them, one of the Shemona Shrotzim, right, a dead lizard for our purposes, El Toichoi, into this Kli vessel. All that's within it, meaning the bread as well, even though the sherets didn't touch the bread. You had an oven with a hole on the top. Yeah, the lizard fell in. It missed the bread. Baruch Hashem is not disgusting, but if you're a Kohen, you cannot eat that. Right? Yitzma. It becomes Tomei. So, now we're going to make a drasha on this. Eino oime Tomei. He doesn't say it's Tommy the bread, yeah? Ella Yitzma. Well, or look, well, we'll carry reading. Litami Acherim. It will have the power to affect other things, meaning it's not the final stop. This tumor is going to become contagious. So this piece of bread, which is a, let's work at this, is a sheni, right? Let's talk about it. So we've got a lizard, a dead lizard. Dead lizard is an ava tumor, yeah? Falls into the oven, yeah? It's Tommy the oven, so the oven is now a rishon to tumor, yeah? That oven, also the oven is metame the bread, which makes that bread a sheni. Now, and we're just saying that this bread, yeah, can now metame something else. So basically, this bread can make a shlishi. Okay? That's Sheretz is a av. The airspace of the oven is a rishon. The bread is a sheni, and the thing that touches the bread is a shlishi. Okay? Limeid al kikar sheni. This teaches us that a kikar is a loaf of bread, right? Which is a sheni. Shematame. Right, it's going to be tame es a shlishi. It's going to be tame a shlishi. Okay, very good. Problem is, this is a huge chiddush that basically people don't agree with this, right? So meaning, if they don't make this drasha, Amar Rebbe Yeshua. So Rebbe Yeshua comments, yeah, mi yigala, who is going to reveal, offer me inecha, that the dirt from your eyes? I assume because is speaking to a dead person now, yeah, basically who's buried. Who's going to remove the dirt from your eyes? Rabban Yochanan and Zakkai. Why? Shahisa Oimer, you used to say, meaning when you were alive, the following: Osid, in the future, Dor Acher, there's going to be another generation. Litair is going to come and say it's Tohor Kikoshlishi. Basically, it's going to say that we always thought a kikar shlishi was tomei, and there's going to be a future generation that is going to come say it's tahor. She'ein loy mikra min haTorah, because they're going to disagree with the drosh that was made to say that a kikar shlishi is tomei, and they're going to say it's tahor. Shehu right, shehu tomei. There's no mikra that it's tomei. Okay, v'halo, and behold, I'm going to read this bit over again. There's Yavah. Hello, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva comes. Talmid Echa, your Talmid. Maybe lo mikra min a Torah, who brings a pasuk from the Torah. Shehu Tomei, that it's Tomei. Shinema, kolosheh basocho yitma. Because it says all is that is with it will come Tomei. So let's just, I'll say outside.
All supposed to become Tomei.
Yeah. So like this, basically, we're going to see in the Gemara that basically, there's no explicit pesukim, ignoring, not in Rabbi Akiva's world, yeah? There's no explicit pesukim in the Torah, there's such thing as a shlishi when it's not talking about kodjim. There's no source. Now, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai has a kal v'choymer, yeah, to tell us that there's a shlishi. Okay? So that's a derivation that's the shlishi. Now, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said, you know what? I can see in the future, maybe it's like a Ruach HaKodesh, he said, you know, there's going to be come along a generation that's going to disagree with my Kal V'Chomer and say that the Shlishi, which I derived from a Kal V'Chomer, is incorrect. So therefore, we now have no Shlishi. So this was something apparently that Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai used to say. So basically, Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai says, I say Shlishi is Tomei, and you know, one day some people are going to disagree with me. And now Rabbi Yeshua says, where is it? Rabbi Akiva is going to come in a future, came in a future generation, and he brought a source from the Torah that there's a Shlishi. Not only did he, when you're saying, you're like prophesizing, whatever, saying with the Ruach HaKodesh, that they're going to say that Shlishi is Tahor, comes along Rabbi Akiva, and he like beats you, and he says that he brings a source from the Torah that there's a Shlishi. So let me just read that over again so you can see it in the words. Yeah? I'm a Rabbi Yeshua, right? You see, we went back. You see where we went back? We went about five lines back. Miyagola offer meinecha. Who's going to reveal the dirt from your eyes? Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. Shahayisa oima. You used to say, Osid, in the future, Dor Acher Latar, Kikosh Lishi. There's going to be a generation that's going to come and say that the Kikosh Lishi is Torah. Because, what? She'ein loy mikro mina Torah, shu Tomei. Because there's no source in the Torah that is actually Tomei. But behold, hello, Rabbi Akiva Talmidecha, Rabbi Akiva, your Talmid, yeah, which is, I don't know how he's his Talmid, but whatever, he's his Talmid.
Who is he talking to?
Rabbi Yeshua is speaking to Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai in the grave. I mean, I don't know if he's actually speaking directly to the grave, but he's a
rhetorical statement.
Yes, right? He's addressing.
He's like making a comment about Rabbi Akiva's drasha. He's saying, look, this is difficult because clearly said that.
No, he didn't prophesize. It was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai who kind of said Ruach Kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, right, in the history books, we know that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai stated something what's going to be in the future. Yeah, and now Rabbi Yeshua is commenting, now we're in the future, and he says, look, you see, basically, didn't go like you said, and in fact, it went like kind of the opposite way. Okay. Valo Rabbi Akiva Talmid Echa, maybe lo mikra min haTorah. He brings a posuk from the Torah, Shehu Tomei, Shneamar, Kol Asher Basucho Yitma. Everything which is in it is going to become Tomei. Okay, the Mishnah from now on gets easier. That was the little bit in the middle. It was a bit tricky, but now...
Again.
What's that?
You're going to do that again?
I just did it again.
Oh, you did it again.
We're going to do it again. Yeah. He spaced out. Okay, let's do an easy one, so we'll just feel like what we do. We'll, you know, like I wanted to finish the mission, but that took a bit more time. Okay, Boi B'Yom Doris Rabbi Akiva. On that same day, Rabbi Akiva made a drasha. It said, Umadoisem. That means you will measure michutz le'ir from outside the city. This is talking about the Levitical cities. Seeming maybe. Well, that's quite the question is this pasuk, yeah. Es pas kedma at the right, the pas, so it's the corner, so it's the edge, right? The eastern edge or the front edge, alpayim ba'ama. You're going to measure 2,000 amas out of the city and create some kind of thing there. Mikra Acher Omar, and another posuk says, Miki Ha'ir, from the wall of the city, V'chutza, and outwards, Elif Amma, Saviv. 1,000 Amma, Saviv. So this is called a contradiction. Is it 1,000 or is it 2,000? Okay?
2,000 to what?
We're talking about measuring outside the city. There's one. We're going to say that right now. You'll see, basically, but it seems, is it 1,000 or is it 2,000? So it's going to just speak it out, basically. It doesn't make sense, because, right? E, F, Shalom, or Aleph, you can't say 1,000, Amma, Shikavar, Nema, Alpayim, Amma, because it already said 2,000, Amma.
Yeah, which is a bit confusing, because it's the two, I mean, the first pasuk is actually 1,000, right? But I guess it's one of those things where it's kind of Kavar, you know, it's...
Right. Right. The E, F, Shalom, or Alpayim, Amma, you can't say Alpayim, Amma. Shikvar Nema Elif Amma. So basically he's just saying there's a contradiction. So how are we going to resolve the contradiction? Hakate said, how are we going to resolve this? Basically, they're talking about two different things, right? Right? Elif Amma, Migrash, the Elif Amma is talking about a Migrash. A Migrash means the open area. I think I was thinking about this morning when it means they cleared out the area. Like that was the Megarish, they got all the stuff out. It's a cleared area, which the Levim had around their cities, because some people in the olden days, not in Israel, people used to like space. I mean, like you can have a piece of land,
green belt,
and you put green belt, and you put nothing there, and that's for the. It's just nice to have a bit of. You can breathe or whatever. So around the Levite cities, you have to have a space with nothing there. Yeah. The Alpayim Amma, but the Tchum Shabbos. And the Alpayim Amma is talking about something totally different. It's talking about Tchum Shabbos. Right? So, yes, it's 1,000 beyond the 1,000. It's not 2,000, it's not 3,000. It's 1,000 of clean space, of empty space, and then it's 2,000 for the Tchum.
Altogether
2,000.
So it's 3,000?
No. Altogether 2,000.
Additional power beyond the
Midrash. Okay. Now, I think we'll stop it. The next bit's going to be easy. We're going to fly through that.
Yeah, just one more opinion.
What's that?
One more.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Thank you, Gil. Rabbi Elazar ben Oshel, Rabbi Yossi Aglili has a different resolution to this contradiction. Yeah, Oymer, he says like this. Elif Amma Migrash. Elif Amma is going to be Migrash. right? So he agrees with that. There's the open space, the cleared ground. But Alpayim Amah, the other 1,000 outside that, yeah, is Sadus HaKromim. You can have fields and vineyards, meaning they can plant that. Meaning the first 1,000 amahs outside the city has just got to be nothing there. Right? It's clear space to give a bit of breathing space, yeah? At the next 1,000 amahs is land of the Levium, yeah? To do whatever they want, basically. They use it for agriculture and stuff. Now, just like context, Rabbi Akiva has a totally different understanding. He says with regards to the Levitical cities, yeah, they just get the 1,000 amahs outside, yeah, which is their space. You're not allowed to plant it. But outside that, there's kind of, I don't know, the Torah doesn't speak about it. It just says that there's a 2,000 amahs out, meaning another 1,000 amahs out, there's a thing of Tchum Shabbos, and you're not, right, and Tchum Shabbos means you're not allowed to leave that. Right, you know, the Tchum, you're not allowed to go outside the Tchum. So this is where we normally say, Tchumim is a Rabbanan. Yeah, but Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, as you see, that a Tchumim is Deraisa, and this is where his source is. Okay, we'll stop here. And